Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're going to talk USU Eastern basketball today. It was a really good week for both the men and the women's programs, and now we are gearing up for the back half of the three-game road trip for the women's basketball team. They're going to take on North Idaho College this week, plus they got to travel to CSI as well. It's one of those dreaded Idaho trips. However, as things sit right now, this team is perfect in conference play at 3-0 and now 12-6 overall. And joining us in studio, we have head coach Chelsea Warburton. Coach, it's great to get you back in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. Now that we're past the Christmas break, everything is kind of on routine now when it's conference play from here on out, and I'm sure you're thrilled with the way things have started.
Yeah, we've done a great job, whether that's home or away, just really focusing on the one game at a time. I know I always say that, but that's a big deal for us because every game's a big game. Every trip's a big trip for other reasons, so we just The one game at a time has been beneficial for us.
You're the one that really made me think about that, right? In a conference that's this difficult, if you take it one game at a time, it's almost like pocket as many wins as you can. If you take it one game at a time and you're not overlooking, before you know it, you could be 4-1, 5-1, 6-0, whatever it may be. But it's just pocketing every potential win. And we know that once you get down to the conference play, it's not necessarily the games in February that can dictate things. It's those early games in January that sometimes skew things. If you're a 2 seed or a 1 seed, it's a big deal.
Yeah, that's truly why every game is a big deal. And we just focus on that because, like you said, you could win by 6 and not know how big that win was later on down the road.
And it's also trying to avoid the upset bug of capable teams in this conference towards the bottom. And I'm bringing up Colorado here, right? Because I feel like Colorado today is not the Colorado of 10, 11, 12 years ago when you first got into this gig. Those games are a little bit more tricky, I think, nowadays.
Yeah, every one of these teams is a good team, and you've got to be ready and be prepared. But like to your point, there can be upsets at any point along the conference game schedule. So we really just try to focus on our schedule, what's ahead of us, one game at a time. And I think it was last year, like one game took you from 2nd to 5th. So it's a big deal. And just focusing to get each win, whether that's 1 point or 15 points, is a focus for us.
Big enough sample size now to talk about how the team has responded to the lengthy break. I know it's probably never ideal as a coach, where you start to find your rhythm and you got such a young team and then you had to say goodbye for a couple of weeks. That's got to be difficult, and it's probably something that I'm going to assume you were dreading, having a young team, right? Because you guys seem to be finding your rhythm right at the end of the year.
Yeah, we always go to that Vegas tournament and we usually play pretty good, and right after that's our break. So I don't know that I dread it, but yeah, it's hard. We went overtime and lost by 1 to Eastern Arizona, who's 5th in the nation, so it's hard to break after that. But in the other, on the other side of it, you look at it, and our girls were ready for a break, just mentally, physically. But how long of a break you take, that's always, you know, the battle, and when to get them back and all of that. But it seemed to go in our favor. I think they did what they needed to, and obviously came in with fire, and it's worked out for us.
I was going to ask you how they returned, if it was refreshing, because I'm sure over the course of your coaching career, maybe not even as a head coach, if you go back to your days as an assistant as well, I'm sure you can see a long break like that go one of two ways, right? I mean, the kids can come back sluggish, they can come back lethargic, or they can come back revitalized and ready to go. I'm sure you've seen both sides of it.
Yeah, we have. Luckily for us, the last several years, it's been like they've been refocused and re-energized and ready to go. And again, breaks can be a good thing if we all approach them the right way, which I feel like this group did.
Let's talk about the three conference games so far. Again, 3-0, most recently the win over Snow and Ephraim. Maybe that's a great starting point, because it seems like it is really, really hard for us to get victories in that gym.
Yeah, they just play solid. That's what we were talking about earlier. I think we even broke off to a 10 or 12 point lead, and then they kept creeping back. So it just a good job to our team to keep their composure and come out with a win.
I did not get to watch the game, Coach, but taking a look at the box score, one of the things that did stand out to me is you ran a deep rotation, but you also had kind of a core of three players that did, garner a bulk of the minutes as well, right? And so is that kind of where you feel comfortable at right now, or is that just kind of the rhythm of the game where you want two or three of these girls on the court almost at all times?
Those three kids have played quite a few minutes for us the last couple games, so I try not to predetermine where we're going with, you know, minutes and playing time and all of that, but they have been a big staple in those three wins we just got. But I am comfortable going to the bench at any time, and our girls are ready. They do a great job in practice and game prep and all of that, so I'm not worried to go to the bench. But yeah, those three have been a key for us, and I would imagine that's probably going to go that way going forward. But like I said, there's minutes for everybody. It's who's getting them.
And I don't know if I definitely want to get your perspective on it. It's been a long time since we've seen one individual come down with 19 and 18 the way Marley did in this game. I mean, that was a phenomenal performance.
Yeah, when I look down at the stat sheet, she did a great job for us. She's one of our true sophomores that actually, you know, had quite a few minutes for us last year. But she's been a good leader. She can do it, though. She can score and rebound. She's becoming a better leader vocally, and she's a good piece for us.
I know it's probably part of what you and I were talking about off of the cuff, where you worry with so many freshmen, right? I mean, it's going to take some time early on in the season. You got to be willing to take some of those bumps. But as you get to January, it's a different team. And it sounds like Marley being more vocal, it kind of fits in line with that, right? I mean, even though she is a sophomore in the same sense, it's getting used to the freshmen that are around you.
Yeah, and like I said, she's done a great job. All of our sophomores have, but I feel like we've kind of had a tough preseason schedule, but it's been beneficial for us because we've approached it the right way. We've lost a lot of close games, but I think that's prepared us for these conference close games that we're just going to keep seeing as we go.
Do you get calmer in those situations? I mean, you go back and you look at a game at the beginning of the year, you lose by one in overtime, or one that comes down to the very end, whether you win or lose. I would assume by the time you get to January, just being in that situation before, maybe the heart rate slows down a little bit, at least I would think.
It definitely helps. Like I said, if we wouldn't have had those first couple close games, even though we've lost a couple of them, I think our focus and composure wouldn't be where it's at. So, yeah, it's been beneficial for us.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Chelsea Warburton of the USU Eastern women's basketball team. As we talk about their 3-0 start, and Coach, it's a difficult road trip. I think anytime the schedule comes out and you see three road games consecutively, and it's snow, when it's North Idaho, when it's CSI, I'm sure you look at that and say, well, there's a difficult stretch for us.
Yeah, it's just on the road, and it's a long trip. But everyone has it, so once you kind of look through everybody's schedule, everybody's got a longer stretch like that. So it's what we do with it is key. So we'll get prepared these first 2 days and get on the road and take care of business, hopefully, at North Idaho. And like I said, one game at a time before we even start thinking about CSI.
Yeah, for sure. And now I'm going to go against everything you just said, taking it one game at a time. We have to do this trip again, right?
Yes.
it's that year where you have to go there twice instead of once.
Yeah, so it's just part of what we have to do this year. Again, we try not to get ahead of that. But it's doable. It's a little difficult if you look at it different ways, but it's a doable trip. Like I said, we have a couple sophomores who've done it last year, so I'm sure they're giving the freshmen some pointers or ideas about it too.
So how do you prepare for this? Because you're on the road pretty much the entire week. You got North Idaho on Thursday, then you have CSI on Saturday. So from a coaching perspective, how do you prep for these two games, knowing it's the first time you're going to see these two squads on the court? And it's a quick turnaround, and you're on the road. You don't have the comfort of your own home or your own office. How do you prep for these two games?
I don't think we change a whole lot of how we've prepped, whether we're home or away, even though this is a longer trip. The key is going to be our practices today and tomorrow. Like, that's where a lot of our focus will be, and where we've got to get a lot of work done before we get on the road.
And then it's pretty much just take care of yourself at that point, right? You focus more on you rather than the opponent.
Yeah, like, what are we good at? What are the little things we could change? We've still got to obviously talk about, like, North Idaho and what they're good at, too. But we really, I think that's been a bonus for us, too, is we're trying to focus a lot on us and where we can grow and get better and what we're really good at.
You play 15 conference games. So I've always looked at it as breaking it down into three sections, right? If you can go 4-1 in each of those three sections, you probably win the conference. That's always kind of been my perspective. At least it puts you into the conversation. Have you ever looked at it like that? You break it down into three sections?
Yeah, like, because you have those three different rounds. So that's your hope, right? You're going 5-0 or 4-1 and putting yourself in a good position to to host the tournament or to be a co-host, you know, and have a good seed.
How does that work if there is a co-host? I've never even thought about that.
I think they go to, I need to look at the SOPs again, but I think it's head-to-head first. So obviously we only play each other three, so there's got to be a split right there already.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Again, Coach Warburton joining us right now. Coach, very important stretch. Before I let you go, I just want to get the overall vibe of how comfortable or how happy you guys are with what you've seen so far as a collective season, not just the last three games, but as the collective season and some of the kids that have kind of caught your eye.
Yeah, we're pretty excited because we've talked all, you know, every game, every day, every week, practices, and I really feel like this group has bought in. They've had great basketball all season. I just feel like we're getting stronger as we go, and I just think we've got a lot of talent, and we've got a more that we can show, and I'm really excited for them, and I think the best thing is that they're playing really hard, but they're playing together, and they're staying together.
The basketball IQ, right?
Yeah.
I think sometimes we just talk about ability, but the IQ aspect of it, it grows significantly over the course of the season, or at least you hope it does, right?
Yeah, and that's what the more time we get with each other on the practice court, but also those games and these tough games, man, these kids have grown a lot, and I think they're excited for it. Like, they're not worried or stressed about it. They're just excited to go for it.
Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come in today. Travel safe to Idaho, and hopefully when you return, we're talking about a 5-0 start to the season.
Yes, thank you.
Again, Coach Chelsea Warburton taking out the time to join us. Very busy week for the Lady Eagles. They're going to be on the road Thursday, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho against North Idaho, and then they'll wrap up the first go-around of conference play Saturday in Twin Falls against CSI. Next home game is January 22nd against Snow College, and they'll actually put together a three-game homestand against Snow, CSI, and North Idaho. Let's pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. The wild card round of the NFL playoffs, not over yet. We have one more game tonight, and boy, we had an exciting weekend. More coming up when we return. It's Drive Time Sports live from the Sutherland Studios.